Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The House last night passed the debt ceiling bill on a bipartisan vote, and it now heads to the Senate. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, time is of the essence to quickly pass the bill before a critical deadline next week.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reiterated that the bill represents a compromise and is a win for both sides of the aisle.
We're finally bending the curve on discretionary spending because of this bill. And we're doing it while at the same time raising our national defense and our veterans fully funded.
In debate leading up to the vote, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats voted to put people over politics.
Under the leadership of President Joe Biden, Democrats kept our promise.
The bill next heads to the Democratic-controlled Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has promised quick action. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
More Republicans are jumping into the presidential campaign. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports the field of candidates is starting to get crowded and could get even bigger.
Half a dozen major GOP candidates are already in and campaigning. Three more are expected to announce their bids next week, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence. Christie's expected to get in on Tuesday in New Hampshire. The next day, it'll be Pence in Iowa. Sources close to Christie acknowledge his odds are long, but they believe someone needs to more forcefully and directly make the case against former President Trump. So far, though, this race has been largely dominated by Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who have already spent tens of millions of dollars in TV ads against each other. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky joined European leaders at a summit in Moldova today, making the case once again for his country to be a part of NATO, while reiterating calls for Western fighter jets. Speaking at the European Political Community Summit this morning, he talked about Russia's latest attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, that killed three people, including a child, and says his country needs more military aid to up its air defense.
A coalition of veterans that will put an end to Russian blackmail by ballistic missiles, and a coalition of modern fighter jets that will prove that terror against our cities has no chance.
Meanwhile, at another NATO meeting in Norway, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says members agree that Ukraine must be added to the alliance and that Russia can't veto that. President Biden is in Colorado to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy today. More than 900 cadets will graduate. It's the third time Biden's made the commencement address, but the first time as president. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. This is NPR News. Canada will soon become the first country in the world where warning labels must appear on individual cigarettes. Now, the message will appear in English and French, warning smokers about harming children, damaging organs, and causing leukemia. Health Canada says tobacco use still kills about 48,000 Canadians each year. The labels are aimed at reducing smoking to less than 5% of the population. The province of Nova Scotia is asking for urgent help from Ottawa to deal with spreading wildfires. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, at least one fire is still out of control.
Premier Tim Houston says Nova Scotia needs help now. In a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Houston said nearly 20,000 people have been forced from their homes by the fires, adding that with the dry weather, his province is in a crisis. Nova Scotia has already received help from two neighboring provinces, and firefighters from New York and New Hampshire should arrive by the weekend. Houston wants military firefighters, specialist personnel, and firefighting foam. He also says the province needs trucks and helicopters. Meanwhile, an out-of-control fire at the southern tip of Nova Scotia is reported to be growing and described as rolling like a freight train, with flames almost 300 feet high. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season got underway today. Forecasters are predicting a near-normal season, though the director of the National Hurricane Center notes there is nothing normal when it comes to hurricanes. 12 to 17 named storms are predicted, with 5 to 9 becoming hurricanes this season. This is NPR News.